This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com. So-
All righty, welcome back. Hey, you just heard that spot in the break talking a little bit about Rockville and looking forward to Rockville. Don't forget, folks, that we are giving away passes, okay? Pairs of passes to Rockville where you get to go for 3 days. You see, I mean, so many different bands. Let me see if I could just pull it up for you here. But, I mean, the amount of bands that are going to be at Rockville is sick, okay? From Lynyrd Skynyrd is going to be there, Disturbed, Godsmack, Deftones, Social Distortion, The Offspring, Stained, Lamb of God, if you happen to be a Lamb of God fan. I'm not. Dropkick Murphys. Let's see, who else do I like here? Alter Bridge, Pretty Reckless is not bad. Bad Wolves, Hell Yeah. Joyous Wolf, New Year's Day. There's so many good bands that at least I enjoy. There's a lot of new young bands that I like Joyous Wolf. I'm a big fan of theirs. New Year's Day, I like a lot. Bad Wolves is another one. Those are new bands that are really, really good. I enjoy them. Anthrax is going to be there. Can't wait to see them. Mastodon. I tell you, that just... it's crazy. It really is. The amount of bands that are going to be at Rockville and the opportunities that you're going to have. So send us on the AccidentLawFirm.com text line. You got to put in your full name, your email, and your cell phone. That way we can contact you one way or another that you won. So we can contact the winners. And by the way, I hope to see you over there. We will be broadcasting from Rockville for those 3 days, May 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you that are asking, April 8th, we will give away the passes. That's a month before Rockville. That gives you a month to go get your hotel, your Airbnb, whatever it is, wherever you're going to stay in the Daytona area. That's the other thing, man. So cool that it's going to be in Daytona. Nothing against Jacksonville, but I really like that the fact that it's at Daytona. I mean, like, you know, when the day's done, I know we're going to be kind of toast, but if we felt like going to a bar on the beach, have a couple drinks before we go to sleep... you know, that's pretty cool, man. You can't do that in Jacksonville, you know?
No, the sidewalks roll up and that town is closed with
right,
quickness.
Right, but Daytona, I think there'll be a little life and you can probably enjoy a little bar action or something.
Let's be honest. Do you really think after a 15-hour day that we're going to want to do anything other than take a shower and go to sleep?
Probably not because I'm old, but you never know. No, maybe some of the people, maybe some of the listeners or something, we... meet with some of the folks after or something. You never
look,
know.
It's going to be May. It's going to be the start of summer, okay?
Yeah.
Being outside all day, it you know how it is, man. That heat, it just takes it away from you.
Yeah.
We're going to be worn out.
Yeah.
And anybody in their right mind, I mean, it has nothing to do with us being old because what we did the other night, going to Steve Harris, even young people don't do that, okay?
Oh,
give
yeah.
us some credit, brother.
Yeah.
Give
oh,
us
yeah.
some credit, man.
Yeah. Especially after driving 10 hours that day. So, yeah. That's one of those deals. No doubt about that. Anyway, if you want to get in on the AccidentLawFirm.com text line, you can do that at 786-322-1105. And speaking of music, did you hear about Hall & Oates and Squeeze touring? You're looking at me like that, like,
that's
whoa.
That's an interesting... right? It's an interesting combination.
Right? Like, look, I've seen Hall & Oates a zillion times. Okay? A zillion times.
The last time we saw them, they were good.
Yeah, no, they're...
They do all their hits.
No, no,
well,
no.
Not all of them, but you know what I'm saying.
No. I love Hall & Oates.
They
Don't
give
get me
to
wrong.
The fans. They give to... they try.
Don't get me wrong. I love Hall & Oates. Okay? But this really caught my eye that... Squeeze is actually going to tour with them because I'm a huge Squeeze fan. In fact, I was playing some Squeeze in the car. I think it was the day before yesterday when we were driving up here. I was playing a little squeeze. So they announced the tour dates. Guess what, Bill?
Is this going to be good news or bad news?
Both.
Oh, okay. We'll take the bad news first, please.
They're not coming to South Florida.
Big surprise.
The good news?
I'm in shock.
The good news? August 15th, you can see them in Tampa, Florida at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater or whatever, right next to the Hard Rock. I'm going. I'm going specifically for Squeeze. That's it. I've never seen Squeeze before, dude. And so this is my chance to see Glenn Tilbrook do his thing. I've never seen him, man. I think it'll be cool. What do you think? You coming with me to that one?
I'll have to make that decision as we get closer to that.
I gotta see Squeeze, bro.
Gotta
see Squeeze. Gotta see Squeeze.
We've talked about putting that stuff up on the scale and like, this is the effort. This is this. What are we gonna get? Yeah, he's the opening act.
You know what's the only they are the opening act.
Yeah, of course. And what are we talking about? 8, 10, 12 tops.
You know what I don't know is what is February 26th? I'm hoping that's the other thing. I'm hoping it's like a Friday or a Saturday. I'm hoping it's not a Tuesday. Speaking of the other thing that's pretty interesting. Because Anna from Reese's.
You are one day off. It's Wednesday, brother.
Wow, that's terrible. That sucks. Wow. Well, but the good thing is I could just broadcast from the hotel and then go do the show. That's what I'll do. You know where the tour starts? Because it's interesting. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No, that's actually really cool.
February 26th, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and the Giants Center. How about that? So if Anna comes by, we'll ask her about the Giants Center. So you could actually fly up there, hang out at Hershey Park, enjoy the concert. I think that's a pretty cool thing right there. They are going to Madison Square Garden right after on February 28th. That's pretty cool to see that concert at MSG. I mean, look, man, any concert you see at MSG is good. But I want to see a little Squeeze, man. I saw that today, and I was like, this is mighty, mighty cool to see Squeeze. That is the kind of tour that I want to be a part of. The other thing is, on a sad note, I'm not sure if you guys heard about this. Ozzy Osbourne has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And he is still going to be able to tour. Sharon Osbourne was talking about it. She says it's Parkinson's 2, which is a form of Parkinson's, said while sitting next to her husband. There are so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. And it's like you have a good day, and then you'll have a really bad day. Osbourne added that a host of medications, I got numbness down this arm for my surgery. My legs kept getting cold. I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what, but you know what? That's the problem because they cut nerves when they did the surgery. I never heard of nerve pain, and it's a weird feeling. So Sharon said that it's important for her husband to be on stage and feel the love from his fans. It just means so much to him what he does. She said he loves to perform. It's in the air he breathes, and this is the longest he's ever been home, and it's time for him to get back on the road because he's driving me mad. Can I be a little bit brutally honest here about certain things? When you do something you love, right, and it becomes a part of what you are, it's something that you never want to lose. And so you see it with entertainers. They will perform as old as they can possibly be until they physically cannot do it anymore. You'll see an athlete. They will hang on to their career as much as, I mean, think about Tom Brady. The dude's won six titles. It's six, right? Not five, it's six?
Yeah, he's number six.
Right. He's won six titles. He's got Gisele Bündchen waiting at home every single day. She makes 100 times more than he does. Okay, so not only do you have some beautiful kids, not only have you made a boatload of money in football, okay, and you'll continue to make it as an endorser, you've already won six titles. You don't have to play another down again. You don't have to prove jack to anybody. You got fine-ass Gisele Bündchen, who makes way more money than you, waiting for you at home all the time, and you're still playing football. I mean, most normal human beings by now would have said, dude, I've done enough. Let me just go bang my fine-ass wife every day. I mean, really?
What's your exercise, Tom? I'm having sex with my wife every 3 hours, while we're awake.
Yeah. You have a Peloton, I have a Bündchen. I mean, that's it. You ride a Peloton, I ride Gisele. I mean, that's what I would be doing if I'm Tom Brady at this point. What are you doing, Tom? Well, you hang on to your career because you love it. The dude loves it. He loves it so much, he's opted out of his deal and maybe plays for somebody else now. That's how much he loves it. So they hang on, and they hang on. And there are people in your lives that you know that, you know, it's your dad, it's your grandfather, it's your uncle, it's your best friend's father, whatever, and they've been working at something forever, and they love to do it, and they continue to do it. The scary part is when that symbiotic connection exists between you and your career, when you take the career away, the person wilts and sometimes even passes away. And they lose their identity. They lose who they feel like they are nothing anymore. And it's not accurate and it's not true, but psychologically it's something that eats you alive. And I'll give you an example, and it's Joe Paterno. And Joe Paterno is a guy that, you know, he even had cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer while he was still coaching. And yet, it didn't really take over, and none of it really took hold of him until they took coaching away from him. Because Joe Paterno for sure was going to coach until he could not walk anymore. Until he could physically not do the job, that's when he was going to stop coaching. But once the scandal happened, and obviously his disgusting ways that he handled that scandal, and he deserves every bit of criticism, and he deserves to lose his name, put it that way, because of the way he hit a pedophile, okay? I have no sympathy for Joe Paterno at all whatsoever. You abuse men, you abuse women, you abuse kids, you abuse animals. You're not going to get any sympathy from me ever, okay? And if you protect somebody that is an abuser like he did, you're not going to get any sympathy. But they took football away from him, and he died. That was his death sentence. And, you know, it's a long way of coming about this, but I think that's what Sharon fears too. When she says it's time for him to get on the road, she sees the effects of him not being able to perform. And then all the tragic things that he has gone through in the last year, because he had a brutal fall, man. He dislocated bars he had in his neck and all kinds of stuff, and they had to fix him up, and he was going through all kinds of things. Obviously suffered nerve damage, like he said, and then obviously the Parkinson's now. And what's going to keep, can you imagine if you tell Ozzy that your career is over also, and then the what's left of his life is fighting Parkinson's and old age and his body breaking down? This is what he does, because he can probably do it asleep. He can do it, you know, because he knows those words inside and out, and he's been performing it and his memory is still good enough that he can remember all of that right now. Glenn Campbell, towards the end of his career, had to have a teleprompter. And Ozzy, by the way, in the past has had a teleprompter too.
Did you see Glenn Campbell? I caught it. My folks happened to be watching it, PBT, Channel 2. And he actually literally read, guitar solo followed by, just reading off the teleprompter. It was funny.
Right.
Everybody was laughing.
But it's sad.
But it's sad. Exactly.
It's sad.
The Parkinson's, man, to not have control of your muscle, to not have control of your own body, to not be able to brush your own teeth. I can't imagine. That is an evil, mean disease.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's sad. And I think Sharon is at that crossroads now where she's worried about that, and she should be, and we all would be worried about it. And I think we've all experienced that person in our lives or somebody that we know that one of the things that they did in life brought them a lot of joy, whatever that career was. And then once you took that career away from them, they don't feel nearly as useful. And it takes a toll on them mentally. And sometimes it becomes, a tragic ending to it. And I think that's something that she must be worried about, because I would be worried about it, because I would think that Ozzy looks at his career in that fashion, where it's what he does. It's who he is. This is how he's identified. And if he's not able to do that anymore and not able to hear the fans, cheering him on and all of that, then I think that's a day, that's going to be a sad day for him. You know what I mean?
With people like this, with their careers and whatnot, the symbiotic relationship, it's almost like elderly people, the wife and the husband.
When they're married,
One passes away, and shortly thereafter, the other one, it just, they can't live without that other piece.
Yeah, yeah.
And so symbiotic.
Yep.
It just,
and it could be, and this could be the case for Ozzy. When I look at it, it's sad, man. It's sad to see him go, to this level and to have to deal with Parkinson's. It's a tough one, man. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, remember the program is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. We love Steve Ostrov, all the great people out there, Herbie. Let me tell you, they are the number one volume sales dealership in the Southeast United States. There isn't a better or number one Toyota dealership than this one. Nobody. Everybody else is two or three or way behind Toyota of Hollywood. Over 400,000 square feet, a state-of-the-art facility. Folks, don't make your payments until 2021. They've got 0% financing up to 72 months. They've got so many different programs, over 1,500 cars and trucks in stock. And folks, they've got some deals right now, pre-owned vehicles where you can save 50% or less, man. I mean, it's just amazing. 2020 Corolla LEs, listen to this. Not 22,000, not 16,000. How about 13,775? Get on down 1841 North State Road 7. Tell them that Big O sent you, just a couple blocks south of that big, beautiful guitar on the turnpike. It is Toyota of Hollywood.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codzi now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codzi can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.